You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and for the Sunday edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined in the company of William Hill Racing Radio pundit, Craig Forsyth. Craig, a pleasure to see you as always. And I want to say, it's actually been a while since we've done the podcast together.
Yeah, probably has, Bobby. I don't remember when that was. I couldn't even...
Cheltenham.
What happened 10 minutes ago, let alone the last podcast I did.
Just a quick reflection, just to summarise. I know we're going to go into it in more detail, but the racing today has been brilliant at Haydock and Ascot as well, not forgetting Kempton.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a terrific Saturday. Obviously, the highlight of the day was the Group 1 Haydock Park Sprint. And three-year-olds, once again, coming to the fore. They've got such a good record in previous years. Mm. I think that's five of the last six winners now have all been from the classic generation. And Hello Yume Zane was this year's winner, and he was a good winner from the front.
He certainly was indeed. A cracky performance from Hello Yume Zane. And I want to mention the Tin Man as well. Do you know his record in the Sprint Cup? He's had four runs in the Sprint Cup, the Tin Man, and the record is second, third, first and second this afternoon.
Yeah, terrific record. And let's rewind the race back to the start, Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, he met a lot of interference. He wasn't very well away from the starting stalls. He lost a little bit of ground. So he did well to get into a position to come and challenge Hello Yume Zane. I have to say, you know, I think James Doyle, if he was forced to get a little bit more from Hello Yume, I think the horse would have responded. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's won a shade cosily. Half a length was the official distance, but, you know, he's a talented three-year-old. Mm-hmm. He travelled like the best horse in the race in the Commonwealth Cup. Mm-hmm. He flattened out a little in the closing stages, and I think that was due to the track. A flat track really plays to this horse's strengths, and I'm sure... You know, he'll be targeted at some nice races, and he's been very well campaigned this year from Kevin Ryan, who had three runners in the race. Mm. Brando, you know, he travelled like his old self.
He's a warrior, isn't he?
He is. You know, he's another one with history in this race. A fantastic Group 1 win for the Kevin Ryan team.
And the opening race on the card this afternoon at Kempton, that was the Group 3 September Stakes, of course, won 12 months ago by an absolute superstar in Enable. This year, it went in the way of Royal Line, and the good form of John Gosden in the race continues.
Yeah, it came through the middle of the pack. It was a little bit of a muddling affair, really, this year's renewal. Best Solution, who, you know, was the highest rated going into the race, was a little bit keen and a little bit fresh after quite a long absence from the track. And Royal Line, who's missed the majority of this campaign due to the ground, you know, he is a horse that does like to get his toe in soft conditions. And I think he's capable of going on and adding more successes before the season draws to a close, because, you know, the last couple of months, the autumn months, is sure to provide some softer conditions for him. It was a really taking performance and a good win for Rob Hablin as well, netting a nice Group 3 prize.
And just quickly, back at Haydock as well, Craig, Time to Study, of course, won the big handicap at 3.35, the Old Borough Cup, and we're actually taking a quote at the moment for this is our week. Should he turn up at Newmarket in October, how would you rate Time to Study's chance in that big handicap? 2.25 miles as well, isn't it? It's a long way.
Yeah, he's versatile regards trip. He stays very well. You know, he's tough. They're out. They've gone an absolute mad gallop. Mm. Sir Michael Stout's horse setting Crystal King setting a mad gallop in Time to Study. It was heartache, Bobby, watching it. It really was heartache. I was a big supporter of All Right Sunshine. There was a huge gamble on course on him. He went off 5-2 favourite after being, you know, almost treble those odds in the morning. And he looked sure to sweep by under Danny Todhope, and it was agonising to watch. But, you know, fair play to Kieran Fallon and to the horse, of course, Time to Study, who battled back very gamely up against the far rail to win a very valuable handicap.
Looking ahead to the action on Sunday afternoon, it's a very busy Saturday today. We've got 8 meetings in total. Tomorrow on Sunday, we've just got the 3. There's jumping action at Listowel and also at Fontwell too. But I believe your selections are going to be on the Knavesmire.
Yes, a good meeting for a Sunday at York. And of course, you know, the highlight is probably the listed sprint over 6 furlongs, due off at 2:55. Dakota Gold will be favourite, in fact is favourite here, Bobby. 11-8 at the time of recording. He needs little introduction. Very progressive on handicaps. He won the big race here at the Ebor meeting when tracking a good pace set by A Moment of Madness, and he came through to win. He will probably have to revert to making his own running on Sunday because there's little in the way of early pace on here. So Connor Beasley's going to have to go to the front and try and make all. Dan Zeno was pulled out of an engagement earlier this week because of the ground at Haydock. He comes here with a decent chance after finishing fourth in the Bullet. But at the prices, I think the each-way bet has to be Marnie James. Wasn't all that well drawn at York last time. Had to tuck in under Jamie Spencer. And he must have conceded 4 or 5 lengths to Dakota Gold. Of course, the winner got first run on him. He was flying down in the closing stages to finish second. At 6-1 each way, I don't think he's that far behind Dakota Gold. Yeah, there's a little turnaround at the weights because he was receiving weight in a handicap. They're now racing off level weights and listed company. But, you know, I still think 6-1, Marnie James is a big each way price. I think he should maybe be more a 7-2, 4-1 poke. So he has to be the each way call.
Yeah, second start for Jed O'Keefe as well on Sunday afternoon. What race are you going for then for your second selection?
The 4:30, Bobby, is the second selection. Another 6 furlong race. This is a handicap this time. And one at a price and an interesting runner here. Jonah Jones for Tom Daskin, a horse who, you know, looked very useful as a juvenile last year. Finished third in a maiden race here and went on to win a nice prize at the back end on the Knavesmire. Only 2 runs this year. They stepped the horse up in trip. I think the heavy ground beat him at Haydock on his reappearance. And then at York last time, he was drawn one on the inside. He travelled really well. He raced in the wrong part of the track on the far side. And the engine just cut out with a furlong to run. He just failed to stay. You know, the experiment of stepping him up to a mile didn't work. He showed a lot of speed. The return to 6 furlongs will be very much in his favour. He's much better drawn on Sunday. I think 14-1 is an insult, really. The handicap has dropped him another £2. 91 looks a very, very fair mark now. And I think he'll go very well at big odds on Sunday. Jonah Jones at 14-1 each way in the 4:30 at York.
Fantastic stuff there, Craig. A pleasure to work with you here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday afternoon. It gets underway at 1:40 and they'll be taking you through all the action at York, Listowel and Fontwell.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.